The spending plan that emerged from committee left intact most of what the governor wanted. It includes his proposals to boost funding for the University of Wisconsin and to expand state health coverage to more residents. It also kept alive Doyle's proposed tax increases on tobacco, oil, and hospitals. On a committee split evenly between Republicans and Democrats, it was tough for either party to court enough votes to make any major changes. When it came to tax issues, Republicans like Racine Assemblyman Robin Voss could do little more than complain.
The other side, for 3 weeks now, has fought every single attempt that we have had to reduce the tax burden that Governor Doyle is increasing in his budget.
Republicans say they'll strip those new taxes out of the budget they pass in the Assembly. That would give them at least $1 billion less to work with. On top of that, they proposed tax cuts, which would take hundreds of millions more out of the state's coffers. Democrats, like Milwaukee Assemblyman Pedro Colon, say that would leave a budget out of balance and leave important programs unfunded.
This is probably pretty good for some campaign literature at campaign time. But I think the message today is you have failed to govern. You have failed to balance the budget. You have failed Wisconsin.
Given past history, it could be a few months before a new state budget's on the books. The Democratic-controlled Senate gets the next crack at this plan before it moves to the Assembly. Ultimately, a conference committee will have to reach a compromise that gets lawmakers from both parties on board. Then it heads to the governor. He can use his veto powers to virtually rewrite the final product. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.